Here's a thought I'll title The Fleeting Wow Factor. Sometime in the last couple of years, I can't remember when, I wish I could, I saw a photographer was doing a workshop on how to increase the wow factor of your images. And I've thought about that a lot, the wow factor. And the more I thought about it, and the more I looked at what I was seeing in contemporary photography, including the submissions to LensWork, I noticed that the wow factor has become a big deal. If you don't look at a photograph and sort of have that jaw-dropping moment of, my God, look at that, then it somehow gets downgraded. It's not appreciated as substantial and informative and important a piece of artwork because it doesn't have the wow factor. But I worry that the wow factor has become an overriding concern for photographers, although I understand why it's done so. That's what everybody else is doing. And if you want to get your images seen against the tsunami of other images that are being published, you have to have a bigger and bigger wow factor. It's like having a room full of people all talking at once. The only way you can get your voice heard is to be the loudest one in the room. And that's kind of what's happening with the wow factor. But here's the problem. Not only does that lead to cacophony and an uncomfortable encounter in a social situation when everybody's trying to yell louder than all the other people, but when it comes to artwork, the wow factor sets a bar that people feel they have to pass, and so that escalates with the passage of time to the point where the wow factor becomes almost everything there is to do with a photograph. But it occurs to me that relying on the wow factor to catch the attention of your audience can be like telling the same joke over and over and over again. Once you've heard the joke and the punchline is known, the joke loses its appeal, loses its power. It no longer has the ability to impress because you know the joke and you can see the punchline coming a mile off because you've already heard it. Well, the same thing can happen with the wow factor in a photograph. I may look at it the first time and go, wow, but the second time I see it, I may go, and the third time I see it, I might go, okay, old news, what's the next new wow? And I see that as ultimately not encouraging photography, certainly not encouraging subtle photography, but really making it more and more and more difficult for us to do photographs that will be noticed. It's always felt to me, maybe I'm not the typical photographer out there, but it's always felt to me that the most important thing about a photograph is its depth. That when you look at it for a third, fourth, fifth time, for a long period of time, the more you look, the more you see. It doesn't slap you upside of the head with a wow factor and say, look at me. No, it seduces you. To the point where you can't get it out of your mind, that it's just there because it's so powerful, even if it's speaking to you on a subtle, subconscious level. That seems to me to be a much more important factor than the wow factor. And then you tie to that the fact that the wow factor is so often in this day of digital color photography, created by simply enhancing the colors to hyper-real levels. It's a bit of a one-trick pony that already is, I think, starting to wear a little thin. And what's next? As a society of fellow photographers, I don't have any idea what's next. But I do know this, that we are much better putting our time and energy into making more meaningful and more important work, work that really touches the heart, than we are in adding additional orange because it increases the wow factor, however that's expressed, and whatever the heck it really is.
Copyright 2024, LensWork Publishing.